Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm
12 years. I never expected it to turn out like this.
TheBoxingVoice.com.
Shout out to the community, man. I appreciate y'all.
Diamond and people.
Info Joe, Los Angeles, in the building.
Adrian, the problem wrong, the man from the frozen tundra.
Keem, straight out of Florida.
Liz Lowe, Decatur, Georgia.
You already know what it is. It's the queen, Marky K, Detroit, stand up.
David Maldonado, New York City. Yo, Nuss, don't cut me off, man. Don't cut me off.
King Amin of Essex, catch me for them championship rounds.
Big Super Mac, Plainview, Texas.
Davidian in Buffalo. God bless you all.
Jesus' name.
Without Chai, it ain't nothing. Without the callers, it ain't nothing, man.
Bad Girl, TKO, San Diego, California.
Big Fish Vegas, Palm Beach, Florida.
Detroit, the Incredible, straight out the ATL.
James Benitez, Huntsville, Alabama.
It ain't hating, it's just the truth.
Show Kid, Mount Vernon, New York, suckers.
Coach Mide from London, UK.
Let's go! I'm ready!
Checking in from Tennessee. It's Lethal James. P-A-Y-N-E. It's Lethal.
Line 6 Reed. Just spreading that boots gospel.
Mo from Bama. Only in America.
Well, I'm a true attestation to the American dream.
King Born. Crown Heights, Brooklyn. You heard?
Four chicken wings and french fries. Breakfast and champions. Let's get to it.
JT. New Orleans, Louisiana.
Stuff like that.
Yo, TVB, this Coach J-Mac. New Orleans, Louisiana. 504, baby.
Yeah. What have you?
C. Y. A.
California.
Like the video, subscribe to the channel, join YouTube members and Patreon for some.
This is the number one pound for pound and two division champion, Marvin. Tank Furman from Dallas, Texas.
Mr. D.P.C., baby.
L.B. Southern from D.C. to Stunt City. Bomb Squad.
Brandon Maurice, a.k.a. the AJL Trucking. Straight out of Cincinnati, baby.
Manpack 100, U.S. Virgin Islands.
Chick-Chickarelli, Hollywood, California.
Louis Reyes, Boston, Mass. Yo, drop that SDS shit,
this
son.
This message was brought to you by SDS Promotions.
The voice of the people, there is no equal. You can add Nestor Gibbs on Skype to be part of the conversation. TheBoxingVoice.com.
As I always say, please make sure you push the thumbs up. Share this in every episode of the Boxing Voice podcast. This is TBD for life. If you ain't on Patreon, that's because you're stupid.
What up, what up, what up, what up, what up? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time episode of TBV. Twice a day, we are the Breakfast Club of Boxing. And shit, we might as well be putting you to sleep, especially on the East Coast. You know, depending on how good the show goes, it could be 10 p.m. Eastern. Today, no guest scheduled, but even though this show is about Shakur and Navarrete, I'll tell you, man, I just got a tip from an insider. You know, I trust my peoples. Same peoples, you know, that told me some stuff, so I believe them. They saying it's cap. It was close to a million. It wasn't necessarily a million or over a million for that matter. You know, people are, the quote is excess of a million is what Frank was offered. I'm hearing it's cappy yappy. It wasn't $1 million, but it was close too. So it still was almost four times Frank's payday. I'm hearing his last official payday was $250,000, which is 250, which, you know, according to Shakur, would be four times his amount. But again, I'm hearing it wasn't necessarily over a million. That being said, Emmanuel Navarrete, a.k.a. Vaquero, held a press conference where he had a lot to say specifically about Shakur Stevenson. Now, I'll give you the rough paraphrase version, and then we'll get into his Spanish quotes and Google translation in case I can't translate it good enough. But basically, you know, he want to fight Shakur. He willing to fight Shakur next in December if Shakur got a belt. And if he ain't got a belt, well, then he like, fuck, if he don't got a belt, then we could fight next in December at a catchweight. You feel me? He said, you know, he'd love to fight him for a belt so that he could be full-time champion. But if he ain't got no belt, cool, let's just do it at a catchweight then. No need to go all the way up there and let's get it in. This is not the first time Navarrete has talked about Shakur, not the first time that he said he wants to fight. And that's why we're running with the hunter being hunted. And truth be told, this is the best thing Shakur has out there, right? Like, there's no more Frank Martin on the table. You know, De Los Santos is cool, but Navarrete is more known. You know, like, it don't matter what you think about, Navarrete is a better option for Shakur. He might as well jump on that, push his fight back, or see could Navarrete go earlier. Because obviously they wanted to do Shakur here in Vegas November 16th. I don't know that Navarrete could be ready for that. But it's a good fight. Now that there's a multiple division champion, he would be moving up. You know, it would be a good voluntary defense for Shakur, but Shakur don't have a title. So right now it's like, does De Los Santos take it? And if De Los Santos don't take it, remember the Jermaine Ortiz fight Saturday. So the WBC will quickly re-rank him, who's like at number six right now. He'll probably jump De Los Santos because of his activity. Then he'd have to make a quick turnaround to fight Shakur in November. That's a lot to ask, but as far as I know, Jermaine is willing to do it. I spoke to his team today. Jermaine's already in Mexico. And, you know, the rest of the team is getting there. But, you know, I was told that if they offer Jermaine a fight after this fight, they taking it. So, yeah. And I was told by them that they feel like once this fight happens, they'll also be ranked higher than De Los Santos, quite possibly. And that it makes more sense for them to get the fight since it's in-house. And all that makes sense. You know, again, it's going to come down to De Los Santos. The thing is now, cat's out the bag. Everyone knows what Frank was getting, quote unquote. So De Los Santos and Samson going to play that hardball to get as much as they can for the Shakur fight. For Shakur, it's probably best if you do fight De Los Santos for that vacant. Then you and Navarrete the next year in a bigger fight, you know, that's built up properly. Unless somehow they could do Navarrete Shakur for the WBO. But Shakur's highly ranked in the WBC. I doubt he's going to turn his attention anywhere else. He's already locked in. They've sent out multiple offers. So Vaquero will certainly be a later option. I don't think it can happen in December the way that he's putting out there. Now, Had he been a former WBC champion, then maybe Top Rank could have put in some sort of petition for him to challenge the WBC champion above, since there's none, fight for the vacant versus Shakur. But now that there's been more of a WBO fighter than anything else, so I don't see that happening either. Again, best case scenario for Shakur, in my opinion, is going to be De Los Santos in November.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And Vaquero next year, which it's a decent fight. You know what I'm saying? It's a decent fight. And I think right now I feel like it's the biggest thing out there for Shakur. But, yeah, I mean, the Hunter's certainly becoming hunted now. This is not the first time that Vaquero speaks about Shakur and a potential fight with Shakur. And there's not a lot of people asking for the fight, right? So we'll see what happens. I'm going to open it up. Open up these phone lines if you guys want to talk about this news. Let me actually give you the tweets from Salvador Rodriguez, who reported on this news a little earlier. And this is the first of two. Actually, let me just pull those both up at once. And again, this is the first of two. And let me see how good I can do this, right? Zoom in.
Me gustaría pelear en diciembre. Buscar unificar. Y si no, nos iremos a Ligero. Y si hay esta conciliado. Consolidado, I don't know. I guess that means consolidation. Consolidado. Como campeón, Shakur Stevenson. Sería un placer enfrentarlo por el tetraca.
I have no clue, but he put quadruple. That means quadruple. I only know this because I've already seen the Google translation. Ha ha! So he wants to face the quadruple champion. Y si no es campeón, entonces un peso intermedio entre la 135 y 130. So he says, basically, if he's not a champion, then I'd like to face Shakur in some sort of interim weight between 130 and 135. Let's give you the translated post, which isn't going to sound great, but it still does the job. It says, I would like to fight in December, seek to unify, and if not, we will go to light lightweight. And if Shakur Stevenson is consolidated as a champion there, it would be a pleasure to face him for the four-time championship. And if he is not a champion, then an intermediate weight between 135 and 130. All right, so there's more. This is the secondary one. He says, sé que muchos pensarán que ante de Shakur Stevenson tengo el 99.9 de posibilidad de perder, pero ese 0.1 es lo que necesito para pensar que puedo ganar y hacer historia. Which he says, I know that 99.9% of you guys basically think I'm going to win, but that 1% of you who believe I can win, that's all I need to win and to make history. So he's really motivated by the fight. And this is another reason why Shakur should just go ahead and jump on this fight. You know, he brings a fan base. They have a common opponent now. Actually, two, right? I'm pretty sure Shakur fought Pitufo too, right? Let me just double check. But I'm pretty sure Shakur might have fought Christopher Diaz. I know Navarrete fought Christopher Diaz.
Let me pull up Shakur versus, because I know Navarrete they fought him. But I feel like Shakur fought Diaz too. I could be wrong. Let's check. Oh yeah, he did fight him. Christopher Diaz, 2019, 420. Salute. Fought him on 420. That's what's up.
Smoke weed every day.
So they got that common opponent. Then they got the common opponent in Oscar Valdez. What else do they got? What else do they got? I think that might be it. Let me check if Navarrete fought Yoet, which I doubt. But, you know, they've been throwing Yoet in there with everybody. I wonder if people would complain. Actually, we should just do that poll first before I move on. I wonder if you guys would complain, though, that he's moving up in weight, that he's too small. And what kind of chance are you giving him? We're going to find out here on the poll. We're going to do a who wins and why. So we got, or how, right? Who wins and how. We're doing Shakur by KO and decision. I mean, obviously each option for both. But again, if you want to call in and voice your opinion, the number to call 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 one time. I've shown the tweets now, and also we're on Twitter and Discord. If you want to use those methods to call in, feel free, do so. We're going out to Brandon, Quan on Twitter. What up? Give me a sec, Quan. Looks like this is going to be a reoccurring thing. Every time we need to connect, we're going to have to disconnect and reconnect is what it looked like. Quan, you there? Quan? Check, check. You? Try this again. Quan, you there? All right. I don't hear you. We're going to have to get another person to check in on the Twitter spaces. But the landline is open. Got a couple callers there. Don't forget to press 1. James is telling me sound is good on Twitter, but I'm not. There you go. Now we should be able to hear you, Quan. You there?
Hey, yo, you can hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right, for sure, for sure. See, I'm just tapping in, looking at this topic. To be honest, man, I would rather see the De Los Santos fight first.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because of the styles. I mean, I feel like Shakur, he gonna serve Navarrete up just like he did Valdez. So it's like, I want to see De Los Santos first. But if Shakur get the WBC, Navarrete move up, of course I would like to see that fight, like in a fight or two. But yeah, that's all I got on
what
that.
What do you think? Is there anything bigger out there for Shakur not named? You know, I mean, what's bigger than Navarrete right now with everything that you've heard about Shakur and what fights are off and on the table? Do you think this is there something else out there you think Top Rank can do for him?
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. It is hard. He in a tough spot because, I mean, they pretty much try to do everything they can. I mean, it's like nobody take the fight. So, I honestly don't know.
Any other fight you think would be better than this that you would prefer to see?
For Shakur. I feel like it was only them the few fighters he had lined up. I wanted to see him fight. I was hyped for the Frank Martin fight. So it's really for me. It's not no other ones. Mm. Me, I don't think nobody. I don't think nobody gonna be able to really challenge him. That's why. Tap in up to my guy Charles Pugh, USA Boxing. down there in Colorado. He getting it in. Probably gonna be fighting in about an hour or two. Tap in on that live stream. He let me figure out which ring he in. He in it's bout 11 ring two. It was supposed to be bout 16, but a couple of them got scratched. So he 11. Y'all tap in and yeah.
All right, Quan. Salute. Yeah. All right. Yeah, man. I don't know what else is out there and available. I mean, I'll pull up the rankings, but I don't know what's out there and available for Shakur that's bigger than, you know, this particular matchup with Navarrete at the moment. And that's available, right? I mean, it's not that much.
Now's the time to save 30% on wedding jewelry, only on BlueNile.com. Make sure your wedding ring is the one with your pick of diamond and lab-grown diamond bands, all hand-finished and graded for excellence. Or surprise her with something blue she'll love for life, like a stunning pair of sapphire earrings. Blue Nile's jewelry experts are available 24/7 to help, from fit questions to style advice. Right now, get up to 30% off at BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Out there. But I'm screen sharing the division. And, I mean, again, Vasil in the WBC, he's taking a break, semi-retired. Shakur is your number two. He's trying to fight everybody. Isaac Cruz already said no. Frank Martin just said no. William Cepeda has a fight and already said no when it was an eliminator. De Los Santos is what we're waiting on, and Jermaine Ortiz has a fight on Saturday. And Shoshino already lost. So this is what you got to look forward to. Murataya, Cambosos is said to be fighting Vasil next year, possibly, according to Bob. Maxi deserves a shot, but he can't beat Shakur. Keyshawn Davis won't fight Shakur. And let me just double check Abdullayev, because I feel like he fought Saturday. Make sure he picked up the win. Damn, boxer got champ. What the hell? Oh, here it goes. Feel like he fought Saturday. What's this? March. Okay, so he's fighting this Sunday? No. Wait, why does this say 9-8? So he was supposed to have fought. I don't know if it happened in Russia. It hasn't been confirmed on BoxRec. I knew I seen him on the schedule. He was supposed to have fought on the 8th. Some undefeated dude in Russia, which hasn't happened yet. Or did happen, and I don't know. But Abdullayev would be a decent fight. He's beaten Linares, right? And Linares is now scheduled to face Katerol. So we'll see how old he is, right? People laughed. They said, oh, Devin's fighting Linares. No one's saying a peep about Katerol fighting an even older Linares, which is hilarious. That's how you know the dude needs to truly turn into Devin Dollars. He receives hella hate. Even the other day, I seen people saying Shakur should fight Linares. And Shakur responded on Twitter saying, you know, he'd fight him if that's who came across his table or some shit like that. But we'll see what Linares does. I mean, look at his poor record. He hasn't won in a while. You know, going into the Devin Haney fight was his biggest win streak, which is two in a while since before then when he fought Gesta. All common, though. Gesta's fighting Zepeda. Linares is now fighting Katerol. So, you know, these things, all relevant, all relevant. But if you look at your top 10, top rank has Vasil, who's busy and rather fight Cambosos. Cambosos, who rather fight Vasil. Isaac is not with them. Javante is not with them. Ryan is not with them. Frank is not with them. Cepeda's not with them. So Hughes works with Lou. So, you know, I mean, Hughes works with them because of Lou DiBella and Raymond Murataya. So I go back to the beginning. Navarrete is a bigger name than Murataya, than Maxi Hughes. I don't know about Cambosis, but Navarrete is the best thing he's got. There's nothing out there. If we go to the WBO, I've never heard of this guy. Sharif Quay, I don't know who that is. Oh, wow, Oscar Dante made it. But dang, he ain't going nowhere. I never heard of this dude. Angel Fierro, he's about to fight this week, I believe. Let me double check that. Angel's on a he's in Mexico, I think, this weekend, right? 9/15. Man, I'm nasty with this shit. He's in Mexico this weekend, so you know. And he's with the Zone. I don't know how that's and he's not sexy. You tell me Shakur Stevenson versus Angel Fierro. I'm like, what the fuck, man? Ain't nobody invite. I'm not inviting not a motherfucking soul to my house to watch that shit. Nobody. Nobody's invited. That's how whack that shit is, bro. Come on. Like, they got to get us something that we going to be excited about, and I don't see it. I don't see it. You know, you could stop in at 35 to get a belt and make some history, but there's not a lot for Shakur Stevenson, unfortunately. Like, that Frank Martin fight was big. And I have no clue why Frank ain't take it, let me tell you. Let me tell you, I have no clue. I think he's going to hire new management from what I'm hearing. You know, my question of how you know, does he care about public perception? Wasn't answered. That shit wasn't answered. I would love for that to get answered because, bro, you can't be out here not taking these fights when you have said so much. But we got Bags. What up? Twitter Spaces. Majid, I see you. My bad. Bags, you got to unmute. All
right, you hear me?
I mean, you sound like you're on a speaker.
Yeah, anybody you name get washed.
You still sound like you on
a speaker. Can you hear me now?
All right, now we hear you.
My bad. Yeah, everybody you name get washed at 135, even Navarrete. The better fight is De Los Santos.
But I don't know. I don't know that Navarrete about... get washed. I mean, you don't think his awkwardness counts for nothing? Washed?
Yes. That yes reach? And no, but...
Let me pull up his thing. Go ahead. But, I mean, just that reach. He's a 72-inch reach.
This might sound crazy, Shakur, but they was talking about it with 68. Tank. What if in... Move in the way up. It don't matter. Shakur is too skillful.
They both 5'7".
None of that don't matter.
So move in the way up for who? For Shakur?
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, it's not crazy.
They was talking about it with Tank.
I know, we were talking about it with Tank, but I don't know that they ready. Plus, Shakur is not Tank. Like, you heard, it was not Bob talking about it. It was the promoter of Inoue. He like, yeah, we want to build him to a pay-per-view fight with Tank because they understand what Tank brings economically. That's what I'm saying. We got to get Shakur on that level so people want to fight him.
Everybody know he on that level. That's why they don't want to fight him.
Well, I mean on that level economically where you see you got dudes, fact. You got dudes like two divisions below to my, I want to get up there and fight him in on a pay-per-view. Like that's different right there.
The only one who could do it is Inoue. Yeah. Move up and fight on pay-per-view.
Especially in his country, from what I'm hearing, he makes major bank over there.
And that'd be probably Shakur's biggest purse.
Quite possibly. But yeah, shit. All right.
That's all I had to say. Shout out to you, though.
Appreciate it. Yo, it's funny.
Yep.
I took that stab in the dark, yo. they do have common opponent with Joette. They both did fight Joette, Bidufo, and Valdez. It's crazy, yo. Top Rank is so good at recycling fighters. See, that's what PBC, where they fail at. A fighter for them take a loss, and it's a wrap. You don't see that motherfucker for a year, 18 months. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. Look at Joette. Opportunity after opportunity. He could end up being our generation's, or rather this generation's, Beltran, where homie was a journeyman sparring partner and still end up winning the title because Top Rank was loyal to him. They just kept putting him in title shots till eventually he won one of them shits. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it looked like. Joette, like, let me click on this, man. Joette about to fight for another fucking belt, I believe. Look, he about to fight Luis Alberto Lopez for another belt. I mean, I ain't never seen a motherfucker that ain't win more blessed than that, bro. I swear, I promise you, that's a blessing. That's a blessing. Title shot after title shot after title shot. My man going to end up getting a tune-up and lose to a tune-up because he's so used to getting title shots. You know what I'm saying? He ain't going to be able to get up for it. But shout out to Top Rank. That's what they do good. They recycle. It's weird how...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
They work, though, because every now and again, they'll cut a motherfucker if they lose. But a guy like Joette, you know, I guess. Because, look, he was with Golden Boy when he fought Shakur. Lost to Shakur and got signed to Top Rank. Think about that for a second, man. Motherfuckers get cut from Top Rank for losing. He got picked up. Keep it moving. $2 super chat. Jamel said he might want Chris Brown to walk him out. Two beers toasting. Yeah, I mean, that's cool. Chris is in my era. You feel me? The plus, you know, Chris showed that he fucks with the Lions only, you know, a long time ago. That's old news. So I guess I don't know that he's like the dude to walk you out, though, right now. I don't know. I heard he might have dropped some new work or something, but I feel like Chris has been shadow banned ever since that Rihanna shit. I'm just sorry. Like, he lost a lot. I could be wrong. Again, we know I only watch boxing. James Benitez, $10. No good names available at $135. Salute to you for the $10. Apologies for the late horn. No good names available at $135. But if he do a one-off at $40, he could fight a Lipinets now. Besides, nobody cared for that Thursday boxing. I'm going to tell you right now, don't move up to 40 to fight Lipinets. That's garbage. What is the point of that? Honestly, like, no. T.O. moved up. I mean, I get it. Wait. See, you only as good as your last fight. I was about to say T.O. moved up and fought Teller. That's not true. He actually had two fights before Teller. Pedro Campa and Sam Don Martin. So I guess fighting Lipinets is better than Pedro Campa, but, bro, that's not it, man. Honestly, that ain't it. Brandon, who be trolling? What up? Brandon, going once. Shit, I went to Brandon and said, oh, my God, Majid. My bad. What up, Majid? If you're watching this on YouTube, go ahead and smash that thumbs up button. It's going to help with the visibility of the show. Put this episode in the eyes of other boxing fans. Majid, what the fuck? We lost him. Big if. Oh, damn, Majid just jumped back on.
Hey, yo, salute, man. What's going on with you, man?
What up?
Yo, salute, salute. Yo, I don't really want to talk much about the topic because, you know, I feel like it's a foregone conclusion at this point. But I missed the morning show, and I was listening to that on my way back from work. And I just want to say, whoever that coach is, that manager, like, you gotta have guest host a show with you from time to time, man. Son was going crazy. He was bugging out on everybody. And it's cool. It's refreshing to see, like, people, like, just speak their mind, you know, every once in a while, as opposed to being political and everything, man. Kind of like you do, you know what I mean? But I just want to say salute, man. That had me dying on my way back from work, man, when I was listening to the show. But I just want to say salute to you, man.
Appreciate it. Yes, for anybody that didn't catch that interview, that was Brian Cohen, man. I've been wanting that interview for a long time. He's, man, I don't know, bro. I mean, I use the word monopoly because of how many women he's got, but I don't know, maybe that's the wrong phrase. But, like, he's got so many women in that as that he manages, all big names, all names you've seen. And I wanted that story, and we got it, man. We certainly got it, so you should check that out. It's on YouTube. It's on Spotify. It's on iTunes. It's everywhere. And it was a really good interview with a guy that's been in the game now 13 years doing his thing. So pretty good. We got Majid is back.
Yo, is working now?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. Everybody need to like the video, subscribe to the channel, join YouTube members and Patreon for something. Yo, shout out to you earlier, you know what I'm saying, having an interview with the first manager, Pimp, you know what I'm saying? You know, technically, you know, he a pimp in a way. You know, he got a lot of girls under the band of the belt. He just seemed hella pimpish to me. And he know how to throw some hands and shit, trying to fight, you know, other people and shit. Like, yeah, shout out to him and that, you know what I'm saying? But he got all the bitches' numbers in the book, you know, legally. You know, he ain't cheating or nothing. But, yeah, man, I think Shakur Stevens with Navarrete, I'm like, I don't think none of us like it, but that shit just reminded me of when Tank fought that other Garcia. Not Ryan Garcia, the other one. Wasn't he a weight class lower?
Yeah.
Everybody was cool with that, you know? And then we got the, you know, I hate that shit, but I'm going to say it, that fucking Mexican versus black shit. I'm like, man, that's going to bring a crowd. So I'm like, if Tank could do it, man, we taking blueprints from y'all niggas. You know what I'm saying? So if that's the fight, that's the fight. You know, and I don't really see nothing wrong with it. The nigga can't get nothing, so why not just start up the rivalry that niggas do all the time in boxing anyway, you know, and try to get a dub out of it, you know? Shakur just got to put his head down and keep working at this point. And if something come, a big fight to bless you, then you get it. But other than that, well, I think I'll do it. But that's all I got, man.
Nah, ignore that bell. I just never restarted the champ.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Nah, I just was saying that. I just think that, you know, if he do this fight or whatever, it ain't what people want to see. But, you know, what that? How many belts do did Navarrete win in his career, like, overall?
Three.
Yeah, so is that any different from Leo Santa Cruz?
Yeah, Leo had four.
Oh, all right, one less, no stress. But, shit, I mean, why not put that shit under the belt for right now until you figure out what's next? Because really, I wanted to see him against, like, a Jermaine Ortiz or something, you know, like some of those young gunners, you know, somebody in the weight class. But a little homie, you know, a little orangutan guard want to jump up and get chipped up too? Shit, fuck it. You know, at this point, you know, whoever decides to sign a contract, you just got to whoop him up until, you know, you get that shit
Let
you're looking
you,
for. You ain't getting anybody now, so it got to be all right. You know what I'm saying? You don't like the way the food tastes, but you're about to have to eat that shit. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. But
what's
shout
bigger?
Out to you. For keep, huh?
What's bigger to you, De Los Santos versus Shakur or Navarrete versus Shakur?
I'm going to sound like a fucking casual because I halfway even remember who the fuck De Los Santos is. I don't even, is that the one that signed with PBC?
Yeah, that's the one that beat Rayo by knockout, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I like that dude too. Yeah, I like him too. I would pretty much rather see that shit all day because there's a nigga in his weight class that got a credible win at the weight class. So, you know, but if we just gonna do it for accolades, getting another belt at the weight class, But I like the I can't even De Los Santos, whatever the fuck his name is. Fight better, to be honest, 100% funky, like. But I'm just in spirit kind of broken with these cross promotions. Like, I don't feel like, you know, we're going to get that shit. You know, the more we believe, the more disappointed we is. So I feel like he might as well. Oh, yeah, next. One more thing. A question. Did Shakur say that he had one more year with Top Rank under contract?
Yeah, he said it on the Akin Barak show.
Oh, all right. Yeah, so as far as I'm concerned,
they tried to ask how many fights that was, and he didn't want to say. He said, you know, he preferred not to talk about that.
Yeah. So I'm just hoping that he keep himself busy till he get out that contract, and then, you know, see what the fuck he do. And I think that'd be a better way to gauge what he really trying to do in this boxing game. But that's the best I had, man, and that's all I got. And that's, you know what I'm saying? I'll counterpunch if somebody make me feel like it.
You the man, champ. But I got Al in the Bay. What up?
Yo, what's up?
You on Bluetooth or something? Because you don't sound right.
Nah. I had walked to my cousin's house. And they was doing their homework, so I wasn't trying to be too loud, but I'm outside now. That Frank Martin, man, that's crazy, man. How you just gonna cancel the fight just like that? Like, was the contract signed already by both parties?
Nah, so what I'm hearing is they was negotiating. They allegedly sent over one offer, and TG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
He countered with a number on top of that number. They agreed to it, so they sent the contract and all the terms for that deal, and then Frank said no.
Oh, so right before he had to sign it, he just backed out. Yeah, man. If it ain't like no family issue, then, yeah, man, I don't understand it. But I understand if it was, like, a family issue that he had to deal with, so, you know, he didn't want that to be on his mind. But if it was on some, I don't know if I can beat him type of stuff, or they don't know if they can beat him, it's like, why send a contract, though? That's so disrespectful. Yeah, man, for Shakur, for him, I would try to just get the belt and then fight Navarrete earlier next year, or, you know, sometime in March or something like that. You feel me? So it won't be like y'all on equal playing fields or nothing like that. You know, it'd be like, you the champ, he got to come up to your weight class. You know, so that's what I would do if I was managing Shakur. I'd been like, let's focus on trying to get this belt. I know people keep bagging off, but we're going to keep going down the line. The next person to sign a contract that who's ready to go, that's who we're going to play against. That's who we're going to fight against, man. And then we're going to worry about Navarrete next year, sometime next year. So, yeah, man, that's just the way I look at situations. But yeah, man, I was definitely looking forward to that Frank Martin fight, though. That's my call.
All right.
You may feel like it's your time, but it's not your time.
Shout out. Let me see here. Looks like Top Rank is running with everything that's going on. Shout out to their social media team. And this, yep. See, Shakur, he knows what he's doing, right? He stood on Frank Helmet. People don't do this. Like, Devin didn't do this to Shakur. Shakur's staying on, again, Frank's helmet, right? He's like, when Frank says, I ain't duck nobody, Shakur put out a tweet that we talked about that he deleted. Then he put out another one that he didn't delete, obviously calling Cap with the Cap emoji. But look at his promotion. This is when you know they behind you, right? His own promoter running with it. His own promoter running with it on a social media, on Instagram and Twitter. They asking, is Shakur Stevenson the most avoided fighter in boxing? Then they stole the shit and put the duck hunt with the Mike Tyson punch out and the duck hunt and won. This is all right. This is fresh, too. This just happened 3 minutes ago. Motherfuckers listening to the show or what? You feel me? Fats, what up? 3 minutes ago. They need to shout us out, man. The way PBC be on in our comment section. What up, champ? I hear you.
Yo, what it do, baby? I missed the fucking early show. I got to catch up on that, man. I was a little busy and shit. But they saying Shakur ain't fighting ever right day?
Now, right at the accent for the fight. He calling for it. He held a press conference. Salvador Rodriguez of ESPN is reporting that now out there said he want to fight Shakur in December. And if he can't, if Shakur ain't got no belt, then he willing to fight him at a catchweight.
Yeah, damn, man. But remember on Paid in Full, what he say? I ain't eating, man. I feel bad for Shakur, man. Damn, bro. He just can't get a fight, man. Damn, I mean. It's crazy, bro, because I thought that Frank Martin fight was a good fight. Like, Frank too old to be playing them type of games. But I seen a tweet, Frank said he ain't duck shit, but I ain't see no explanation behind, like, I guess, you know what I mean, what happened and shit. So I don't get how you just go and say that. I mean, you did duck him. I mean, you get what I'm saying, man?
It's going to be what it always is. They going
to – what?
Like, he wasn't happy with the number, so it ain't ducking, man, to people.
They playing duck, goose out that bitch. Everybody over PBC, man. Him, Pitbull, Cruz, all them niggas, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy. Like, bro, like, again, man, like, if that shit was real with Devin Haney, bro, like, I don't see how you just back away from that, bro. Like, and that's the only thing that get me about him, like, I see the skills and shit. Like, he not really one of my favorite fighters, but I keep it real, though. Like, I wasn't even expecting Devin Haney to offer him a contract. I thought he just was going to move up. Like, shorty really offered you something, like, and you just back out of that? Like, I think that's crazy, bro. Like, and you ain't eating right now. Like, it seems like it's hard for you to eat. Like, you got motherfuckers playing these type games with you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, now you got to fight Never Right Day at a catch weight? Like, that ain't the type of fight you said you wanted and shit. Like,
is Navarrete bigger than Frank, in your opinion? Which fight is bigger? Because Navarrete, three-time champ. He won a belt at 22, 26,
I think, it's not,
30.
I mean, you saying big fight like what? Is it pay-per-view?
I mean, I'm going to be real.
It's a good fight.
I think Cor is fighting him on pay-per-view. Because they ain't put Valdez on pay-per-view, but Navarrete is a three-time champ now. Like, and they running out of options.
He good, but I mean, you know, if they do put it on pay-per-view, they put it on pay-per-view. I ain't one of them people sitting and saying it ain't going to be a pay-per-view fight or it shouldn't be, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not stopping nobody from getting their money. But, you know, I think it's a good fight. Is it a big fight? No. No, it's not. It's not a. I don't even think it's. I think.
So you think
Frank and him would do the same viewership? I think it's equal. I think him and Frank would do the same. You know what I mean? Like same type of hype, but it's just that Never Right. They got that background behind them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you gotta account for that shit. But I don't think too many black dudes, like, and too many niggas. I mean, we don't really fuck with them. You got some hardcores and shit, but them dudes know Pitbull Cruz before they know Never Right There. You feel me? Like, they don't really. They don't really know yo like that. They know Pitbull Cruz because
breaking up fast. We losing you.
I think it's a good fight. That's easy, bro. I'm going to keep on tuning in, though. That's...
I went through a little bit of a dead zone there. But, yeah, man, this is what we talking about, man. This is what we talking about. Shakur Navarrete. What you guys think? We going out to Huang in Houston. What up?
Yo, yeah, I ain't too excited about it. I mean, I ain't mad at it. No, maybe at a 132, 133 catch weight. But I prefer Jermaine Ortiz.
I don't think Shakur giving him a catch weight. I'm gonna be real. I think Shakur looking at it like, bro, you ain't got no belt. You want to fight me? I'm not giving you a catch weight. I'm not sucking down. I moved up because I couldn't make those lower weights. So I don't know.
But see, that's why I feel they be doing it. That's why they like, you know what? Let me catch him right now, and then I won't look back because I can just say like, well, you know what? I did it while he's still fresh at it, so he ain't settled at the weight. But nah, I don't like that shit. I didn't even think Navarrete. I mean, of course he won, but I didn't think he just punished. A lot of people acting like he punished Oscar Valdez.
I mean, he did punish Oscar Valdez. Come on.
But he ain't knock him out. That to me, you know, is like blood punished or offense. You know, I don't really say that he got that Valdez got punished.
Bro, but people was calling for Valdez's retirement.
Yeah, but it's their style. You know what I'm saying? I mean, look how many times Navarrete missed. Where he was just—it just looked like he was just swinging, just chunking it whenever and however he could. That's their style. That's their Mexican style. I don't really get excited by that, but I don't knock them because that's a warrior. That's the way they fight. Some people fight with nunchucks. Some people fight with swords. That's how they fight. And you know, shit, he was still fucking Valdez was chunking all the way to the end. He couldn't chunk no more. Wasn't doing nothing. Didn't have nothing behind it. But, you know, I don't think Navarrete. That just didn't. That performance didn't show me he ready for Shakur. No.
But he destroyed the dude. Shakur's biggest opponent, he got the knockout, right? Because I don't think. Let me double check. But I'm pretty sure motherfucking Valdez made it 12 with Shakur and with Navarrete. Oh, they both went UDs, but you seen that ass whooping he got with Navarrete. It was worse, man. It looked worse. His face definitely looked worse.
Yeah. Man, who else they got at 135 top rank?
Cambosis.
That's available to fight. No Comey's or nothing like that.
No,
they are at 140 now.
Cambosis and Murataya.
Damn, why he don't owe?
Why they keep saying, everybody keep telling me send Jamel Herron the link. Jamel not even in the Twitter. I hit him up on Instagram. He ain't respond back, fam. So I don't know. Which Jamel Herron? Where is he? I don't see him. Yeah, I don't see him.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
But we here, man. We here for the shit. Anybody want to jump on? You done, Juan?
Yeah, I'm out, man. Appreciate the late night show, man, and the breaking news you gave us earlier. I didn't even know you did a show, and then I was like, what the fuck? That was a short-ass show. That was a good one.
Appreciate it.
All right, I'm out, man. See y'all.
All right. Who we got in the... Going out to... Salute to everybody calling in. Remember, you could call in using the landline right above my head, 1-425-569-5252. 41. Or they say he was in the chat. Jamel, check your Instagram then. I mean, I can't send you the link in the in the live chat, champ. Check that DM and I'll send it to you there. We got Dope in Atlanta. What up?
What's good, my boy Ness? What's good, the boxing voice?
Chilling.
So I like the Navarrete fight. I get it. It's an in-house fight. It's top ranked. They could probably dress it up as like Mexico versus Puerto Rico or some shit like that. But I don't understand why nobody, if we talking about moving people up and everything, I don't understand why nobody's saying Oshaki Foster, man. Like, Oshaki Foster, he the WBC.
Well, he got a fight.
He just made Ray Vargas look.
He got a fight right now with and Rocky Hernandez on the Zone. I'll look it up for you so you could get the date. But he's busy.
Okay. I didn't know he was busy. But I'm like, why nobody talking about Shock? Like, Shock damn near the same type of fighter as Frank Martin, like slick black fighter.
I don't know. You got to see what –
fucking average.
We got to see what Oshaki take it because these – they have sparred. I know that much.
Nah, I really like that fight. I feel like people sleep on it. You know what I'm
Oshaki
saying?
Oshaki is scheduled –
bring Oshaki.
He's scheduled to fight October 28th.
Okay. I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought my boy was still looking for a fighter himself, but – That would have been a good matchup, but we're gonna talk about bringing anybody up. I would have liked to see that Shock versus Shakur. I think that would have been a good little matchup. You dig what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, I like it. I've been to Shock's gym a few times. Him and Bobby Benton cool with me. I was there for his last fight when he was training for Ray Vargas.
Okay. So yeah, man, I didn't know he had a fight, but that I would have definitely liked to see that, man. Shock versus Shakur, that would have been a good ass matchup, no cap. So, but that's my call, man. Shout out to Ness, shout out to the boxing voice, man.
All right, appreciate you, man. What the fuck? Brandon, trying you again. Yeah.
Hello?
What up?
Oh, can you hear me?
Yep.
All right, perfect. My bad. I think something was wrong with my mic before. But anyways, what up, Ness, bro? Bro, I don't think nobody can really take down Stevenson, Shakur Stevenson. He's up on a coming up. He's going to be great. One of the greats for guaranteed. I already know it. Just based on his fights in the past. Nobody's gonna like take that like from him. Like the bro can literally swing as hard as like anybody. But the thing is, though, I think there might be one person. I think if he goes against Tank, okay, this sounds crazy. Don't get me wrong. If he goes against Tank, I think Tank could probably hit him where it hurts and just like knock this guy out, bro. But I'm not gonna talk about like Shakur, you know, as like he's a weakling. He's not a weakling. But the bro can actually get knocked out. Like, that's not a joke. But the thing is, this bro is, like, insanely good. He could take down Navarrete. And isn't Navarrete, like, one weight class below him anyways? So, like, I don't think that would even be a fair match, to be honest. But, I mean, there are so many. I mean, when I seen Shakur fight a couple fights, like, I seen a couple of his fights. When I seen him fight, this bro, I don't even know what it is. This guy's so young. Number one, he's like, what is it, like 21, 20? Like, the bro's like not even, hasn't even hit puberty yet. And this guy's like swinging as hard as like Ali and Tyson.
Can you explain who you are talking about? You keep saying Dubois. Are you talking about Dubois? The heavyweight?
No, I said Shakur.
Oh.
Yeah, I never said Dubois. I said Tank. I was talking about Tank and then and Shakur.
I'm sorry, I misheard then.
Oh, you're good. But I don't think that's what my point is, though. I don't think nobody can really take Shakur Stevenson down besides Tank, like if that were to be a matchup. Navarrete, I think he's not even gonna, if he's trying to fight Stevenson, it's not gonna happen. Like, he's he's going to be taken down, in my opinion. In a 12-round, 3-minute fight, and yeah, he's pretty – bro, is like kind of – he's kind of flimsy when it comes to like – I don't know. He's not as agile, you know. You got to have like agility. Sometimes like some fighters have like this unique ability to just like be super quick and fast within their movement that they just don't – They can overcome slow fighters. Like a fast fighter will always overcome a slow fighter that has power, bro. That's just a fact in the world of boxing. All right, that's why Crawford beat Spence, bro. That's about it.
All right, Brandon, appreciate you calling in, my brother. If you want to voice your opinion, the number to call 1-425-569-5252. 41, press 1 time. We got Barrow City E. What up? Barrow City E, Discord. Yo, yo. Yo, yo. My man said, what do I think about De Los Santos versus Sabir Matias? Dog, let De Los Santos stay at 35 and avenge that loss before he start moving up to fight Sabir Matias. What the hell? Dudes need to handle business where they at. Keeping it moving, we going to Phoenix. Who do we have here on the line? Simpler. Looks like I have a new caller. New caller in Phoenix. Who's this?
Hello, it's Miguel. Can you hear me?
Miguel, where are you calling from? Is it Phoenix?
Hey, man. Pretty close, Mesa.
All right. Talk to us, champ. What's on your mind?
So I'm thinking Shakur needs to make some noise, man. Like, if he beats Navarrete, I think he will make some real big noise in the boxing community. Because Navarrete just whipped, what's his name, Valdez. He just whipped him pretty good. So if Shakur beats Navarrete the same way Navarrete beats Valdez, I think he's going to get some eyes on him, and he's going to get more people to want to more fans are going to want that fight with Tank and the other big fighters. But, yeah, man, that's all I got to say. I think he should fight Navarrete regardless of what other people say, because I think that would be a pretty interesting fight between those two guys.
All right, champ. Appreciate you calling in for the first time, man. I hope you keep tuning in. Let's see here. We going out to, I just sent Jamel Herron the link. Hopefully he can jump on. That'll be good. I know he's making a comeback. What do we got? Hey, there he is. Uh-oh, he might not have service. Jamel, okay.
What's up, bro?
How are you, man?
I'm good, bro. I'm just chilling. I'm just chilling, bro. I'm good.
So you got the bug. Uh-oh, he froze up. Jamel! Damn. He gonna have to get to the service. It looked like he was outside on the porch. We'll wait. We'll give him a few seconds before we take any other calls, because you know how that be. I don't want to have to cut anybody's call in half. In the meantime, in between time, we have this live poll here at youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice, where we're asking Shakur Stevenson versus Emmanuel Navarrete, who wins and how. 52% believe Shakur by decision. 26% believe Shakur by KO. 14% Emmanuel Navarrete by KO, and 8% Emmanuel Navarrete by decision. All right, we got you, champ.
My bad, bro.
Nah, no worries, no worries, man. So how's everything?
Nah, everything cool, bro. Everything cool. I can't complain.
But you got the bug.
Oh yeah. November 7th. As of right now, they had just posted. They had just put it on boxing scene. I mean, box rec earlier today. Somebody had pointed it out to me. So yeah, I couldn't send them because. Yeah, you know how it goes. You got to wait for everybody to make the announcement, or whatever. But they put it out there already.
So what is it? What is it? I mean, sometimes fighters feel like they need to step away. Then that time off, they feel rejuvenated. What was it for you?
Honestly, it was Tim Bradley and Andre Ward. Because you know I do commentary with top rank. So every time I would see them at a meeting. They would always be like, "Yo, when you gotta come back, you gotta go back," because they see me right now. I don't in between fights and whatever. I don't put on like a ton of weight and nothing like that. And I'm always active, you know what I mean. So they're just like, "Bro, you should get back in it." So plus, when you watching the fights up close every weekend or whatever with these guys, you know you get that itch because you up close and you watching a lot of these fights. So that's really what a lot of it played out to. And here we are now.
Now you're coming right back to an undefeated fighter, bro.
That's me. I don't listen. Because for one, if I want to get back in it right and I want to get back to the title scene, you know what I mean? I'm not looking past anybody, but at the same time, it's like, yeah, undefeated fighter, whatever. But when you look, like again, everybody can go look at boxing or whatever, and I'm not knocking anybody. But at the same time, there's levels, and you know what I mean? And I fought the best out there from, you know, 35, 30, whatever you want to put it at. So to me, it's not a thing. And anything, it's like one of those moments of like, if I can't get past this, then I definitely don't need to be fighting no more after this. That's just me. But again, I mean, I'm up for the task. I never ran from nobody. You know that, Ness. I mean, you've been around, matter of fact, you've been around me since when I was going pro after the Olympics. That's how far you and I go back.
Yeah, the whole career. That's what I'm saying. You whole career.
Yeah, so like, you know me, I ain't never get nothing. Even when I was PBC, whatever, I ain't never get handed nothing easy. So again, I actually chose this route to go. I was like, just make the fight. We had somebody before. I didn't like how the opponent looked. It was like he had like four losses back to back. You know, it wasn't going to do nothing for me. So, I got to get the ring rust off. But at the same time, it has to at least make sense to get me in that direction because I'm pretty sure everybody's seen it for a while. I could have got the Joker Dina fight. Coming back, but I was saying to myself, why would I want to jump into that fight coming up, coming from a year layoff or whatever, and at least give myself, I at least have to give myself a chance to, to go in there and win it. So I wasn't coming back just looking for a paycheck because, Cordina and his team, they wanted me to fight September 29th or 30th, the same day as Jermell Charlo and Canelo, but I was like, it just didn't make any sense. I was like, let me at least, knock some ring rust off. With a decent name, and then we could talk about that discussion after the fact. Because he fights November 4th now, and I fight on the 7th. So if all paths lead up, it just makes sense with that route. I know Lamont Roach recently on another podcast expressed that he wants a rematch if he beats Hector Garcia for the WBA title. So whenever that fight happens, I look out for that fight. I don't have any issues with Top Rank. Me and Top Rank, we still have a great relationship. So you never know. They may be calling. I know you guys were talking about Navarrete, but they may be calling about that. So again, I mean 130. At least like I said, I have options, and that's a great thing. If you don't say, because bro, if you ain't got no options, you see how some of these fighters are. They don't know where to go. But at least I have options, and I have a direction and a path I want to go.
Certainly, sounds like there's a lot of options out there for you. This is a Lou DiBella card. Speaking of options. That door was open for you.
Yeah, and I went that route. And again, Tom Rango always made jokes like why I didn't come back to them or like renegotiate it. And it's nothing. It was no bad blood, but like you see it like at least with Lou, Lou works with everybody. He can go across to the PBC. He can work with Matchroom. He can go to Top Rank. So that's why I went that route. So like depending on how this fight goes in November, I don't have to worry about just being on, like, making those in-house fights or stuff like that. If it makes sense, I can go different directions. So that's why me and Lou started working together. And again, even with Lou said to me, if my body didn't feel right for whatever reason after this fight, he wouldn't hold me to no contract obligations. Anything, I can just go my way. But again, except if I was gonna jump back in, and I wanted to take it serious, and then saying do it the right way.
So, it's gonna be 30 or 35.
I wanted that 30. I wanted that 30, but the kid, they kept complaining about the weight, so I think it's going to be at 33, 32-ish. But like, I want to prove that I...
But ultimately, 30, your 30, plan 30, is to yeah. fight at 30.
30. Yeah, 30. Yeah, I can still make the weight. And so, like I said, I'm going to Vegas. I'm going to train for my strength conditioning, to take care of my body at the UFCPI, Performance Institute. I know a lot of people know you see a lot of boxers going there now. I got my nutritionist back on board, so making 130 won't be an issue. But again, if anything, I got to go to camp. I go to camp to bulk back up, to put muscle on. So, making 130 wasn't an issue. Like, right now, I'm probably, 144, 145 max. Like, I don't go up 30, 20, something, saying? 20 pounds for me is max. I probably see 150 after I bulk up, by fight night or whatever. But at the same time, we're close to it. But I don't in between fights, I don't never go up. You'll never see me one past 155. I'll tell you that much right now.
That's good, man. I know you started a management company, didn't you?
Yeah. First fight, shout out to my man, Jerry Casares. I know I got one of my fighters, Micaiah Krebs. She's going to be fighting on the night that I fight. My guy, Micaiah Lopez, he just fought last week, took a loss against an undefeated opponent. We're working with an undefeated Scottish kid, Steven.
Yeah,
Nunes,
I watched that fight with Messiah Lopez.
Yeah. We're working with guys. So now we got a kid out in Scotland that we're working on finishing up a promotional deal for him, probably today or tomorrow, matter of fact. And so, I've been busy with that. But again, I'm always around boxing. When you're around him so much, of course, you as a fighter, you're gonna get that itch.
So, I don't know the rules or regulations or laws to this, but now that you're a manager, are you able to manage yourself?
Nah. I keep my partner that I manage with in that position. But yeah, pretty much I can manage myself, but again, when I'm really when I get into the fighter mode, I don't have to deal with all that politicking behind the scenes. So I like to be kept in the loop, of course, but I usually let my man JC take care of a lot of that, so I can just focus on just training. But in between, whatever, yeah, I'm definitely still gonna be on managing. But in terms of my own career, yeah, I mean, because Lou, like I said, again, Lou's a friend, so I can call him right now and we could talk about the moves we want to make. Between me and you, Lou and I, we had a three fight plan. The first fight was just to come back and shake the rust off. The second fight, maybe fight somebody, obviously a high contender, and then the third fight be a world title. But ever since, with the Joker, Dina started talking and this one started calling me out. And so Lou was saying, listen, we could probably go from 1-3 off of two fights. So that's what we're looking at right now. But I definitely got to get past this fight first.
Yeah, it seems like that Carl Frampton fight has gotten you a lot of popularity in the UK. And there seems like there's a lot of opportunities for you across the pond. Is that what you feel?
You hit it right in the nail, bro. That's what the whole, Cardina came about, because, I got a lot of fans over there in the UK and Ireland. So, of course, they want me to go. They want me to come over there to fight them. And, yeah, I don't have no issue doing that. Again, like I said, my path has always been hard, so it's no different now. So I don't really care about going to Wales and fighting whoever. But, again, Lou has something else that he wants to do over here than whatever. But definitely that's the that's a path I can go. Just like I said, I'm waiting to see how this Roach and Garcia fight plays out and so on.
Yeah, that's right. I seen Lamont Roach. It looks like his team are going to promote the fight, right?
Right, yeah. I think they did a purse bid or something like that. But I don't know. I just want to Garcia side had won it. I know Lamont Roach. I don't know his situation with Golden Boy, if there is a situation anymore. But, yeah, he's definitely promoting cards, I see, on his own, I guess.
Speaking of comebacks, what would you say to a Tevin Farmer fight? It sounds like he's trying to ultimately get his way back to 30 as well.
I know me and Tevin actually spoke about fighting each other a while before I came back. It's no secret. I know my man Luda Bella, again, he brought that name up too.
Really?
So, I'm not going to make him. Yeah, they brought that name up, as well as a lot of other names.
That's so, a perfect. Yeah, I mean, you. you just spoke of like that possible top name before. That's a perfect segue after this fight.
That's what I mean. That actually came about, like I said, being that second name. Like I needed like a name or contender or top contender out there. But yeah, shout out to my man Tevin. I mean, it's business. It's no bad blood. Me and Tevin spoke about the possibilities about that a few months ago, matter of fact. I guess on Twitter pod when the whole little thing over there, we had got on there and spoke about it. But yeah, Luda Bella and my team, they brought that up as well with Tevin. So I'm throwing that out there right now.
Champ, I gotta ask, cause and maybe it's out there, so it makes the question easier. But
right,
why no more? Team Crawford, Team Bomac. I feel like I give credit to them. Obviously, you had a lot to do with that, but for them to take you after the losses, with PBC cut you off, now they brought you back to a champ, and you not with them no more. I know that was before you ended your career, so I don't know if...
Nah, it's crazy.
I just feel like you looked your best with them. I don't know if you feel
that way. I'm with you. No. I mean, I give them guys a lot of praise. Because of them, I became a world champion. So I've always got to have love for Bud in the game. I actually still speak to them before the whole situation with Bomac. Bomac hit me up because I was supposed to work with him coming back. A lot of people didn't know that. And we was working on, because he said, listen, bro, he said, listen, after Bud and Errol fight, let's sit down and let's talk about, reuniting and going from there.
Yes.
But at the time, I was supposed to actually fight in September. So that would mean that I would have to start my training camp while he was still preparing, with Bud, whatever, and things like that. So, the move was, let me go just do what I got to do to get this rust off, and then, we'll circle back to it. But man, me and Bomac, we still good. We still on good terms. I mean, Terrence just hit me up. I hit him up after the fight, and he wanted me to come to Omaha so we can kick it and catch up and talk about things. So there's still a great relationship over there. Just that the timing and everything was off. Because I was telling him, I said, listen. Then the November situation came up, and I was saying to myself, and I told Bomac, and he understood where I'm coming from. But I was like, he would be tied up again. Because, Bud will be fighting Errol, I guess, in December. So,
yeah.
It just, yeah. And
plus,
they got Keyshawn
in October 14th.
Yeah,
it's three of them, and they live out here now, champ.
I get it, but a lot of that, even Keyshawn had put it out, too. I called his fight, his last fight, and that's when I sat down with Bomac and him. But Keyshawn had sat down and said he understood because he said that even for that camp, a lot of the attention was on Bud, but we could understand why. Because at that time, before, we didn't know how it was going to play out, but that was a big fight for them. So a lot of their attention, even with all those trainers, and shout out to Red and Sawu, a lot of that focus needed to be on Bud. So Keyshawn, yeah, he was there, but they had their attention elsewhere. And I was like, for me, I can't afford any setbacks. So I was like, let me just go do right here. But we could always circle around back to that.
So in enters Wayne McCullough. How'd that come about?
Again, I had one of my fighters from Scotland, Stephen Nunes. We set up Wayne with him, and Wayne, like a lot of people may not know Wayne, but Wayne is an Eddie Futch guy, and we all know the pedigree of Eddie Futch. Wayne's a former world champion, a silver Olympic medalist. So Wayne is not a bad trainer, and again. My team really wanted me to be in Vegas, and I was actually going to train with my guy Kay Caromo, but hit the management side, I had a kid, if he would have won that fight last weekend, Top Rank wanted him to fight my guy Bruce Carrington, so it wouldn't have looked good with me training with Kay, but he's getting Bruce ready to fight my guy, so I had to go another route. But I still wanted to train in Vegas because Vegas has a lot of good work now, and I wanted to use the USCPI because I got to take care of my body. We're not getting younger, so at least take care of your body, get the best preparation that you could possibly get. So I still wanted to come to Vegas, and that's when I said, Wayne's also a good trainer in his own right, so that's why I went with Wayne.
Your fighter fought William Foster III.
Yeah.
Oof. He was in tough, champ.
Tough.
I ain't even on front. I picked him bet against him. Fucking yeah. William got the stoppage. I wasn't expecting that. Even though your guy was stopped the fight before in one round. But I bet that he was going to last the decision because of that. Because he got that first round stoppage, you know, he was going to fight everything in his heart not to be stopped early again. That was a good fight. I tuned into that.
You know what it was, though? And you know the business. It was one of the situations where it was like, you got to take it because of his last his previous fights, or, you know, you got to sit on the bench. And it was his, like, I always give him the decision, like, listen, you want to take this fight, it's on you. He was up for it. Even though I know for a fact, Michel is not he's not a 130 fighter. Michel, if anything, he needs to be at 122. Because you seen the size in the ring. But again, it was no excuses. It's what he wanted. You know, he wanted it. But again, we got to regroup. I know we can work at Pro Box, wants him to come back, matter of fact, because they said great things about him. So if we bring him back, we should probably just bring him back at 122 and we'll just go from there. But again, I know that was a tough fight for him. But Michel has a big heart. You know, he took it. He came him short. And it is what it is.
Yeah, that kid Foster need to get with you, man. He's 30 years old, 15-0, and he's got
– he's strong, yeah. Yeah, you know
They moving him too slow. He's about to lose his good years. It's like he got two good wins, but he's moving so slow. I mean, he beat De Los Santos, the one that's trying to fight Shakur right now. He beat him already.
Yeah. I know. I peeped that. But, again, like, I don't know his management position. I don't know what it is, you know what I'm saying, over there. But again, if he is free, whatever, you know, I don't have no issue sitting down. I mean, look at me right now. I'm advising Jermaine Ortiz. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I work, a lot of y'all didn't know that. Me and Jermaine Ortiz work together. I'm going to see Jermaine this week. I got to work. I'm leaving Wednesday to come to Vegas. I mean, to come to Texas for the for
but
that
Jermaine
card.
But Jermaine Ortiz is fighting on Top Rank in Mexico.
Yeah, Jermaine Ortiz that beat me last year is fighting this Friday in Texas.
Oh wait, isn't he fighting Moran? That's in Texas. I thought that was Mexico.
No, he's fighting on the Joette Gonzalez, Gonzalez Lopez card. He's on that card. It's Friday. It's this Friday. So I'll see Jermaine. We'll speak. I already know.
Wow. So you advise him that, which means you must know. Because I heard today that if he wins, he's supposed to be re-ranked in the WBC, and I'm using air quotes, he's going to be re-ranked, and he might get that Shakur fight.
Right. Correct. Mm.
I mean, as an advisor, are you going to advise him to take it? Is that not a quick turn? Because you're an advisor now fighter. Is that a quick turnaround for November?
It's what he wants. But it all depends.
But again, fighter, is it a quick turnaround? Could you have
It depends how he gets. If he gets his guy out of here early, if he goes a distance and takes punishment, hell no. Like, it's Shakur. I mean, let's be real. Mm-hmm. Like, for real, let's be real. He gotta get him. If he gotta get him out of here. But like I said, he gotta handle business. He gotta handle business Friday. I'll tell him I'll be there. Like I said, I'll be commentating also. But I'll be there to make sure he needs everything he gets. You know, look out for Jermaine. Jermaine's a good dude, but. Again, if he wants to turn around November, if he feels good and he takes no damage, then of course, you know, because he's always working. That's one thing about Jermaine, I will say. He's always working. But, again, I guess we got to wait to see if Dos Santos takes the – because they're going down the line. I think he's 6th and then Jermaine is 7th. But, I'm going to tell you guys right now, Jermaine, he wants to fight. You know what I mean? He wants to fight. Like I said, I brought it in the same nutrition that I use, Perfecting Athletes, because you guys know he had that weight issue. So I was like, if I get down the weight, use them, bro. I'm telling you, they'll help you out too. So right now, I spoke to him the day before yesterday. He said he's looking. He said he feels good. The weight's coming down. The weight's coming down better than it did the last time out. And we just got to wait and see.
That's what's up, man. I'm glad that you're managing, man. We need more boxers taking on these roles because you guys know what's going on, man.
Like for me, like I just want to look out for fighters. Like I'm not out here trying to, you know what I'm saying, get rich off of these fighters like that. Like, I mean, I feel like if I'd rather take something than nothing. And that's what a lot of these managers do. They'd rather cash out or whatever, get the most off the rip. I'm like, nah, like I told you, man, listen, bro, we can get you that purse that you want. You just gotta do it the right way. You just gotta do it the right way. But again, like I said, I just want to look out for the fighters and make, you know what I'm saying, and have them live out their opportunities and dreams as much as possible. So I'm willing to work with anybody if it makes sense.
And I'm willing, to work also around. Like, I don't want to be that manager that's just known for working with one promotion. Like, I literally called Al Heyman direct because I still got Al's number. I obviously worked with Top Rank, Lou DiBella. I just started talking with the guys that does Pro Box. I'm working over there with these. So, and I spoke to Oscar De La Hoya, back and forth on Instagram, like a week ago, and we said we was gonna sit down and if it makes sense and do something over there. So, I just want to get have my presence around the whole board.
But talking to Oscar De La Hoya, was that as a manager or as a fighter? Because he's got a guy in Schofield.
That's a manager. Like, but again, like, you know, when I first started talking with you back in the day, I was with Al fighting on Golden Boy cards. So I always kept a relationship with those guys over there. Like, you know, just in case, I never wanted to burn bridges because I never knew what my future would hold. And thank God I didn't. So, like, it was easier for me to come back around and be like, yo, Oscar, I got something I want to talk to you about. Let's do this.
For sure.
Yeah, but
so
again,
I mean, since you brought up Oscar and your back fight, and I gotta ask. I mean, obviously, you already said you want to campaign at 30, but is there enough money to get you at 35 with Oscar's fighter, Kid Schofield?
How much is paying?
I'm asking you. Is there, like, I mean, because some fighters would be like, nah, it don't matter the money. I know I'm better at 30.
It's not because at the same time, like I mean, Floyd, my guy. I actually try to sign Floyd as manager side. Me and Floyd. Mm. So I know his pops and everything. Floyd is my guy, but I don't think, you know what I'm saying? I don't think I would, honestly, because again. Okay, you say you win. Like, what goes from there? And it's like, I don't want to campaign at 35 anyway. Like, my main thing is, like, let's be honest. 135 is too hectic right now. We all see it's too much going on right now. And then the fights that we want to see at 135, they're not happening. Like, mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, you take this fight, you win. But then I'm not getting any younger. What do we want to do? Wait around for the sideline? We're at least at 130. One fight, I could potentially be back at a world title shot. That's how I look at it.
For sure.
Besides the Floyd and him. I thought he was gonna fight. Oh yeah, I'm gonna be real with y'all. Speaking of Golden Boy, they did reach out. They potentially I've heard that they, you know, they wanted me to fight JoJo. You know, okay. Somebody over. But again, it's like it has to lead to something. Like, you know what I'm saying? I had no issue with that. Me and JoJo expressed each other. He knows I wanted to fight him at one point. He wanted to fight me at one point when he was at 130. So, you know what I mean? I told him if it led to a world title, then that's a different story. But if it just to make a fight, I'm like, I don't have that time on my hands to just make a fight that don't do nothing afterwards. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's just me being up front with everyone.
Nah, man. I'm glad we got you on, man. I'm glad to hear everything is going well. Good to see that you're coming out to Vegas. That's gonna be good. So when you get out here?
Well, I'm gonna leave. I think after Friday night, after this whole card with Top Rank, I gotta go back out to Vegas anyway because they want me to call a fight from the studio, the Japanese card that's coming up on the 18th. So I was like, I should be out there maybe that Saturday morning, and I stay out there until like early November.
Nice.
Till I come back to New York for the Nick Molina fight.
All right. Well, Jamel, man, give everybody your social media, and obviously we thank you for your time.
No, I appreciate you guys, man. Like I said, I appreciate everybody that was in the comments showing love and told me to come on and everything. You know, Ness, yours is my guy since day one. Y'all know you can find me at Jamel Herring, Twitter, Instagram. Y'all know I show love everywhere I go, so it is what it is.
All right, man. Thank you so much. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Former world champ Jamel Herring coming back. I like it, man. I like it. There's a lot of fights for him. It's beautiful to see someone have so many opportunities, and I love to see his growth. You know, he went from fighter to manager, and he's doing his thing, man. Happy for him. That Tevin Farmer fight is good. The Cordina fight is good. I forgot to say Oshaki, who works with Lou DiBella. That's another good fight at 134 title. I don't know. You know, he's going to have to do something to get Oshaki to want that if Oshaki could win this Rocky Hernandez fight. I'm not really counting on Hernandez. Out, you know. Mexicans always tough, man. You got to be in top dog shape for a real, true Mexican like a Venaldo Lopez, a Mauricio Lora. you know, you got to be shape, because them dudes will outwork you, and that skill will mean nothing. So we'll see. Hopefully Oshaki is in shape. All right, man. I got a couple callers. That's this in the 915. Let me see that I get to him. El Paso certainly did not. This is Abraham. What up?
What's up, bro? So what's the topic about? Is this a made fight or is this in the works?
Now, Arete had a press conference today where Salvador Rodriguez of ESPN was there and obviously got some quotes, and now Arete is seeking this Shakur fight.
It's good, bro. It's really good because right now, outside of Canelo Alvarez, El Vaquero is the hottest fucking Mexican boxer, bro. And I'm only telling you that because I tune into a bunch of Mexican boxing shows. And Vaquero is, they want Vaquero versus Shakur. Oh, there's a channel that's been pushing Vaquero versus Shakur for the last 2 years.
Mm.
But I hope it happens, bro. And to me, it's a tougher fight than Frank Martin. This motherfucker throws punches and bunches.
I mean, on paper, it certainly has to be. Vaquero's a three-time champion, and he throws a bunch of punches. He's been with it, been in there with better opposition than Frank as well.
I really like it. I like it for both of them because I feel like any of the two, whoever wins that fight is going to rise to the top, bro. I hope they do make it. What weight, though? Was it 135?
Well, Vaquero said if Shakur has a belt, he'll fight him at 35. If he don't got a belt, they could do a catchweight. But Vaquero's not a he's not the A-side. So he can't dictate catch weights. But, you know, yes, he did mention it.
That's dope. I'm really excited for this fight. Really excited because, you know, I like Vaquero, but after his last fight, I was like, God damn, I did not know this motherfucker was like that. He certainly put a beating on Valdez, bro.
Hell yeah.
I want to see what Shakur does with someone in there that throws fucking bunches like a motherfucker. That dude is not. I think the lowest punch count was like 90 in one of the rounds. That's just fucking insane. That dude, he has an engine, and he can go, and go, man. But that's it, bro. I hope it does get made because I would pay money if they slapped that bitch on pay-per-view. I'm not even going to lie.
All right.
Have a good one, bro.
Appreciate you, champ. Appreciate you. Let's see who is on the line on Twitter. If you want to rock and roll, go ahead and request. And if not, NessGTO, Instagram, and Twitter. Until the next one. Peace.
Moreno is a MAGA mistake for black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.